You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Ah, the NFL news, it never stops.
It really doesn't.
Derrick Henry, 2 years, $16 million deal to sign with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, he could earn up to $20 million with incentives, but...
I love good incentives.
I do love that, too. It seems like $8 million seems to be the number for every running back except Austin Eckler.
And Saquon Barkley.
Barkley got a little more, but it just seems like, I just can't believe Eckler couldn't say to his agent, hey, I'm with those guys. Maybe I didn't have a great year last year, but I can't believe Eckler didn't get $8 million for
Billy,
where he went.
You're the closest to Eckler of anybody.
What?
You're the closest to Eckler of anybody.
I want to talk to you about something else.
Okay.
I saw this last week, and I thought of you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Taché spoke to Nick Gordon,
mm-hmm.
Miami Marlins.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm. Brother of D. Gordon.
Yes.
Yeah. No moon, he said, or something?
Yeah, he doesn't believe the moon is real.
He said the moon isn't real. And then he followed up, he said, what do you mean? He said the moon, the whole moon.
Mm.
The earth and the moon, gravitational pull. The moon's way too close, bro. It's way too close. Sometimes you go outside, you look up at night, and you will not see the moon sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see the sun or the moon. So...
Sometimes, that's a direct quote.
Sometimes you see the moon in the daytime.
Yeah.
Well, this seems like your kind of guy because you like these theories.
I do like. I feel like out you, of the box thinkers.
If you, I feel like if I were to press you, I could get you on the moon landing not being real, but I'm not sure
you could
about
me,
the moon not being
no,
real.
No, the moon is 100% real, right?
Made of cheese?
You're willing to go out there.
I'm willing to go out there and say the moon is 100% real. How do you explain the tides? How do you explain certain things?
Well, how do you explain the moon affecting the tides?
The gravitational pull. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works. Again, I failed out of sciences. Math and sciences were not really my strong suit, so I just kind of take your word for it. But
well, isn't our gravitational pull around the sun and the moon has like our gravitational pull,
correct.
Right?
It's like a no? subset of gravitational pulls.
Got it.
That keep everything in place. But if you press me on the moon landing...
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking a little bit something different.
But what do you think happened?
What do I think happened? I think, as far as the moon landing is concerned?
Yeah.
I think that there is a plausible deniability, okay, that you can look and say, look, United States was in a space race with Russia. They didn't want the Soviets up there. What was going on? So it feels like the Soviets were doing a lot of work trying to get the cosmonauts up into the atmosphere, into the moon and all that.
Mm.
The United States was like, you know what? We got to win this. Let's just fake it. Say that we did it. Stage it, right? In a movie set. And then send it out there. The Russians won't believe the difference. It's like it was original AI. Essentially, what we're talking about is the United States government did the original first AI against the Russians.
So did they go into space?
Yeah, the cosmonauts were in space.
And
like,
what
beforehand.
Did, and well, no.
Because
like
they had never gone to the moon.
No,
right?
Like Apollo that was 11
right.
went and landed on the moon.
Right.
Did they go into space?
Yeah, they were in space into the moon. That's what they say.
What? No, I'm asking you. What happened with them? Did they go into space and then they went around the moon,
orbited
the moon like other Apollo
missions?
If it missions?
Was in the hypothetical of the story of the moon landing was staged, yeah,
no,
they shot off
your story. What happened?
No. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there.
What are you saying happened?
I'm saying that there is a plausible deniability that the moon landing.
No, you said no. You said that there was a race to the moon with the Soviet Union.
There was,
and that they landed. They did a set where they faked it.
Mm-hmm. So I'm asking where Jared Leto lives, by the way.
What?
Where Jared Leto lives right now
is where they staged
the
moon landing.
How
do you know that?
Look it up. Look up where Jared Leto lives. I'm forgetting the name of the place. But
he lives in a movie studio.
He lives in like this weird ranch that has movie studios that the government would conduct like videos in that movie studio.
Lookout Mountain Air Force Station.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, but back to...
Is a formerly used defense site...
We're putting it on the screen right
now. Which is today a private residence of actor Jared Leto.
Uh-huh.
So that's where they faked the moon landing.
That's where they presumably faked the moon landing, right there.
But did they send the astronauts into space?
Yes, they did.
And then they, what? They just went around the moon and came back, and then they had actors portraying them?
Correct. Because, I mean, they were in the spacesuits.
Did they voice the things before they left? Because they're radioing back.
They could be voicing it from...
So they're watching it live from space? Like there's a satellite transmitting what's happening here on Earth at Jared Leto's house up to the moon. And then they're doing like play-by-play in like 1969 or whatever. And then it's on delay and then that's being rebroadcast back to Earth?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, right? It's been... This is why I say plausible deniability, because Buzz Aldrin... Neil Armstrong, all these people that said they went to the moon, say they went to the moon.
Yeah. Are they all lying?
That's the thing. It would be a huge cover-up for them to all be lying together saying that they didn't make it to the moon. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Would you rather have Gabe Davis at $13 million a year or Michael Pittman just under $24 million a year? I felt like Pittman was one of the more overpaid guys. Am I sleeping on him? I know he's a solid. Is he a number one?
He's like a fringe 1-2.
That's why I like
20. Like he'd be better as a 2, I think.
Do you think we'll ever be able to like habitate the moon?
Inhabit the moon?
Yeah. Like have.
I think
like,
we have trouble with the moon, right? And I think Mars is a better option because
why?
The moon, because the moon doesn't have the characteristics similar to Earth that we need, right? We need water. We need a usable atmosphere. Apparently, the moon doesn't have that. Right, mm-hmm. Which is why we've been trying to figure out, is that something that we can do, or is it just dirt and dust in the middle of space? And that's kind of what it is. Mars has had evidence that's shown water at one point. Mm-hmm. We don't know when, but it would feel like it would be more inhabitable at Mars. The thing is, it takes us longer to get there. And imagine space travel and then bringing materials over there to build stuff. It just takes a long time.
Hmm. Andrew Van Ginkle will make more this upcoming season than Derrick Henry and Tony Pollard.
Damn.
Would you live on Mars? If they
have you seen
it
The Martian with Matt Damon?
No.
It's kind of like, what's the show that you were watching that Paul Pierce was on?
Stars on Mars.
Stars on Mars.
Yeah.
It's like that, but like more dramatic.
Oh.
Mars seems really hard to live on.
Yeah. Well, that's why presumably.
How about this?
No.
Think about
does,
this, Billy.
Right?
So back in the day. We're talking thousands of years ago, right?
If time travel existed, though, wouldn't we already be on Mars?
Pittman did have 1,000 yards with Minshew.
Yes.
To Pittman?
Yeah, no, I said that poorly.
Yes. No, yes to him, but yes to you. The thing is, time travel is tough. Right, because we have people going from in the future to the past.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that there's people on Mars right now that are there going from the future to the past in Mars?
If time travel exists and someone can travel back to the past, then they've already been on Mars.
Presumably, maybe.
Hmm. Think something to ponder. Put that in your file.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.